This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, I mean this, truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation. Before we get to it, I had put up the title for this segment or this hour. Now, you can't cheat on me, okay? Can you name 10 states? I was amazed to find out as I was looking how many young'uns, young peoples, couldn't name 10 states. It really, really did not make, and I know some of you are like throwing up in your car right now, but it was really kind of sickening, really, if you think about it. But I got a couple of quick ones I want to move through. The Today Show somehow found a way to celebrate communism. Right? I mean, it's funny how some of these holidays like sink into each other or meld into each other or whatever you want to call it. They get all entwined and entangled in each other. You know, when you and I don't watch some of these programs. But I get these stories, I get these people send me stuff, and I look at it, they go, come on, this can't be real. This is like a funny ha-ha, right? But apparently not. So, on International Women's Day, it seemed like the Today Show decided to start just, maybe did the whole hour on it, I don't know, or most of it. And somebody was gushing there, you know, talking about the excitement, about the great holiday. And sitting to his left were two or three fashionable ladies. They were very excited, too. The male host turned over the segment to the lady reporters. And there were a couple women outside, a couple of women reporters actually outside. And what I think really is funny is that right now the white male, males as a whole, are under attack. You know, we're bad, we're nasty. I don't know, we have real cooties now. They were fake cooties when I was in school, but now they're real. And somehow we've taken everything away from women. You know, talk about painting with a broad brush. They got mad at us for painting with a broad brush. They got mad at us when we said, you know, Muslims this, Muslims that. Right, remember? They weren't very, very happy with it, but they can do it. Some way, somehow, for some reason, it's fully, totally okay to do it if you're on the left. And when I say do it, you know exactly what I mean. For them to peg every white guy, every guy, I guess, everyone who identifies as male. But if they have to, do they do the same thing if you are male and identify as a female? Do you still carry that same male stigma to you, you think? I don't know. I'm asking for real. I really don't have a clue. So, I wonder if that male craziness still holds true. So, they're pushing this International Women's Day, which I kind of get. You know, everybody's got to have a day to be recognized. I don't know if there's... Is there a white male day? They're going to tell me there's a whole bunch of them, but just curious. Right? What about me? Is there an Italian day? I know there's a whole month to celebrate Italian heritage in October. I don't hear a whole bunch about it. I don't think there's anybody on the Today Show making a big deal out of it, right? It was, the writer says it was then that he realized that he hadn't slipped into some time warp. He hadn't been transported to some other planet. Right? This was going on today, in real time, in real life. Now, when you think about what's going on, who do you celebrate? International Women's Day, what are you celebrating? Who are you celebrating? Who are they calling out? I'm not joking, I'm serious. I mean, what women are getting honored on these days? Is it all women? Or is it just particular women? I'm just curious, because I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. But if, when you're talking about what's going on out there, when you're talking about, you know, international this day, international that day, or what have you, I'm always amazed at some of the people that are held in high esteem. I mean, why would we hold any kind of entertainer up, female entertainer? I mean, Lady Gaga or what's her name, Madonna? Why? What have they done other than sell a whole bunch of records, over-sexualize women? The same things that they don't want us to do. I'm just asking. Right? So when I hear about this International Women's Day, I'd love to know, you know, where it started, who put it together. It does have some sinister undertones to it. And all of a sudden it's catching on because it's supposed to be this innocent, you know, almost like the Margaret Sanger thing, right? This innocent thing of helping you to plan your family. No, actually, abortion, it was killing babies. This innocent thing of wanting to help people of lesser means plan their families, take care of their families. No, actually, what you want to do is wipe out the black community. They were the people of lesser means. Just look at her writings. Listen to her speeches. And we get sucked into that. We get sucked into, well, who would be against celebrating women? Well, I'm not against celebrating any human being who's actually making real contributions to the world, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot of crazy smorgasbord of crazy stories. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Here's something that'll prove to you that we have to be in an altered universe. No, really. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are only 2 points away, 27-25, in their popularity for running for president. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. We couldn't have more different people. But Biden, you know, really, I mean, I don't care what you think of him. Really, in my mind, for me, went off the rails when he apologized for what he said about Pence. Because there's no way a guy like Pence, no way, you know, that LGBTQ hating guy because he's a Christian. Not because he's ever come out and said that something physically should be done to harm anybody in the LGBTQ community. No, because he's a Christian. That's the only reason. The hypocrisy, the reason we can't take them seriously, is because they never say it about the Muslims. Being gay or a homosexual in the music community, in the Muslim community, is just as bad, if not worse. Anyway, back to my original conversation. International Women's Day. You know, I know some of you are going to get so mad. Some of you trollers that are listening, I'm sure I'll hear all about it. But the reality is, it was part of the socialist movement. Now, I'm not into all of this history. I don't understand it all. But here's the truth. News of a heroic fight of U.S. women workers reached Europe. In particular, inspired European socialist women who had established on the initiative of the German socialist feminist Clara Zetkin. She was a real peach. You have to look her up. It was the International Socialist Women's Conference. Let's see, if it was just for all women, right? Capitalists and so on, it would just have been the Women's Conference, right? The body met for the first time in 1907 in Stuttgart, alongside one of the periodic conferences of the Second Communist International. 3 years later, in 1910, Zetkin proposed the following motion at the Copenhagen Conference of the Second International. The socialist women of all countries will hold each year a Women's Day. Let me repeat, the socialist women of all countries will hold each year a Women's Day, whose foremost purpose is it must be to aid the attainment of women's suffrage, and the demand must be handled in conjunction with the entire women's question according to socialist precepts. Not free precepts. Not free and liberty precepts. Then it was adopted as an International Women's Day in Russia. There's our Russian connection. In 1917. So think about all that. I mean, the story is long. The information is long. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But you can tie International Women's Day to socialism. It's always funny how these things are tied to something more sinister and worse. And we never stop doing them, right? We have to stop Columbus Day because somehow he's responsible for the death of millions and millions and millions of Native Americans, right? But not this. It's a whole different animal. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll get to the 10-state thing in a minute because this one just came across my desk. I thought that was pretty cool. I love you guys wait to the end to start sending me all kinds of stories. Now, Lisa Page testified that the FBI was close to charging Hillary Clinton in 2016. Why didn't we hear about that? I mean, isn't justice justice? Where's Shifty Schiff when you need him? I mean, Adam Schiff should be all over this, right? Because he wants the truth. Him and Elijah Cummings keep talking about how they just want to get to the truth. They just want the truth out there. The transcripts were recently released from the FBI attorney, because she was an attorney, a lawyer, Lisa Page. And it was based on her testimony she gave before Congress. Now, the FBI was considering charging Hillary in 2016 when the Department of Justice shut down the investigation for all intents and purposes. Now, Page was identified as the other side of the text message conversation with FBI agent, we all know about this, Peter Strzok. Now, her private testimony before a joint task force on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee shed light on the controversial decision by former FBI Director Comey, you know, that guy that's innocent and pious and a man full of integrity, to publicly criticize Clinton but not charge her with any crime. Some cited the decision as part of a reason Clinton was defeated in 2016. I'll just see the, you know, the information of the FBI to charge Clinton, or the inability, or I don't even know what you would call it. The inability to find somebody? No. Right? I mean, why would they resist doing that? Oh, maybe because he wants to stay alive. Democrat, you know, I mean, the Democrats were all over this, right? They there was no way they wanted to harm Hillary. Was that a Freudian slip? Hillary. Page responded in her testimony to Republican concerns that the FBI didn't seriously consider pressing charges against Clinton out of a bias against Trump. So she was irritated the FBI wouldn't charge Trump. She said, in fact, the director, because on his face it did seem like, well, maybe there's a potential here. There should be charges levied. He said, we had multiple conversations with the Justice Department. If nothing else, she should have been charged with gross negligence. She knew what she was doing. She said the Department of Justice ended the consideration. The Justice Department's assessment was that it was both constitutionally vague, so they didn't actually feel that they could permissibly bring that charge. Constitutionally vague? Why don't you let a judge decide? But the feeling that she got, it was coming down from the top, that this was going nowhere. This should not go nowhere. This should not go anywhere. Boy, that was bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back from the break, we're going to have some fun with this. There's a group that does these, man in the street kind of things. And I get the biggest kick out of it. Because they're simple questions. Name me 10 states. And then don't go look them up. I want to know if you can do it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 40 nations have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliners or ordered them not to fly in their airspace. This following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. The U.S. and Canada have not. Airline expert Scott Meyerowitz says the Federal Aviation Administration would step in if there's an inherent problem with the plane.
The FAA is really the gold standard for international aviation safety. And they're not going to go out there and let a plane keep flying that is going to be unsafe. However, they're also not going to jump the gun without any proof and ground a plane, especially considering Boeing is the largest exporter of any American goods, not just in aviation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend in writing me notes, sending me emails, and all that. I really appreciate it, okay? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but really what I want you to do up there is give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Don't beat my brains out with it. You know what I'm saying? And we see what we can do about finding you some of those wonderful presents you want for yourself. I mean, that's one of the ways we make money is when you take advantage of the store that we're involved in. Or stores that we're involved in. We got some great product. Anyway, I really want to get to this because this is almost funny. So there's a group out there. You can find them all over YouTube. But there's a couple in particular that I play from time to time that really, really, really are on this. And simple questions. I mean, it's you know, name me 10 states. It's really that simple. Now, I would admonish the board op. I listened. I think I kept all the swears out. But I can't guarantee it. So here's your language warning. Okay, get ready to stick your fingers in your ears. But really, I think I cleaned it up. We'll see.
Water.
What is the capital of Australia?
Sydney.
Incorrect. Canberra.
What is it?
Oh, Canberra.
No one knows that place. I was so confident. I said that. I was like, Sydney.
Name another city in France apart from Paris.
Another city apart from Paris?
London. Now, you know the kick here is, right? If you re-ask the question, it means you have no clue. But listen to his answer.
London?
In France.
Heathrow? Is that a city? That's not a city.
Oh. That's it. That's not in France, though.
Italy? No, that's no.
Are we in trouble? You know, I love it. I love these clips when people will tell me, well, you realize Jefferson was only 21 when he did this, and so-and-so, was, our founding fathers were only like, you know, 17 and 90. They had a different level of maturity. There was a different level of pride. There was a different understanding of how important education was.
No, cut that out.
There's a little girl, she kicks a soccer ball, it goes 10 feet. It comes back to her. How's that possible?
It ricocheted off the goalie, and then she rebounded it and scored a...
I'm sorry.
Ceiling, and it came back, you know?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's called gravity. She hit it
on the other end.
You on the other end?
Yeah, she came back.
All right, this is... This clip is not going the way I thought it was going to go. Anyway, this guy is out there, and he's trying to get these people, and a lot of them are young people. They're just young people walking the streets. They're just young people looking at, you know, I guess they're partying. They're going through stores. They're just out and about. He can't get 10. He can't get them to name 10 states. 10 lousy states. Are we really in that much trouble? Now, you heard Star Parker say that, and I, as I did earlier, the education system is failing our kids. Big time. And there's no reason for it. We've got the ability to have one of the greatest education systems on the planet. We used to have it. We used to be one of the best. We used to be one of the strongest. But that seems to have gone away. It doesn't seem to be as important anymore. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Any of you able to answer the France question? Name a city in France other than Paris? Because that's the one everybody goes to, right? Isn't there, is it Lyon? Nice? Marseille? I mean, that's about all I know. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But you've got, again, you've got young people that can't answer simple questions, and it's quite scary. It's actually not very funny. Hey, by the way, before I get, while I'm at it, I want to welcome some members to the family. KBKW 1450 AM. I want to thank you guys for adding the show to your lineup. I really so much appreciate it. They're out of Aberdeen, Washington. They also broadcast us on KS and WW. And, you know, as I keep telling you guys, if you would simply reach out to the stations, reach out to, you know, your local station, if they don't carry the show, ask them to carry the show. What's the worst thing that can happen? They say no. And don't tell me you haven't been told no before. We've all been told no when we don't want to. You know, I was talking about fake news earlier. And the Washington Times a while back put out a story about fake news being a real problem. However, the underscore was that it's been around long before Trump. And that's according to a lot of media watchdogs, not just people on the right. Right? You know that picture that was all over the place for the longest time? It was the little girl, 2-year-old Honduran little girl crying. Well, her mother is questioned by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. What are we supposed to do? Stop questioning them because the child is crying? Because the child feels bad? Now, the photo was totally misrepresented. They used it on magazine covers and other places. And then they imposed President Trump's picture on it, facing down, staring down the child. So this stuff has been going on for a long, well, you know, probably going on back when I was a kid. I just didn't pay much attention to the pictures back then, or to the stories for that matter. But that child, like many others, is probably a symbol of one of the most egregious stories of 2018. Right? And they were looking to show you how nasty and mean and heartless the... Well, here's a couple of things. When President Obama was in office, you couldn't get a nasty picture of him. You couldn't get the press to really, really come out against him. And I asked my damn friends, I said, do you really, matter of fact, in the last 10 days, I've probably asked 6 of my friends that are Democrats that are really against President Trump. And I was, frankly, upset. Because I said to them, I said, are you serious? Are you telling me that there weren't any decent negative stories about Obama, that he basically did everything right? Well, he didn't do anything right. He didn't do everything right, but he didn't do things as wrong or as hateful as Trump. And I would start throwing stories out at them. You know, the fact that really Obama had kids caged, too. That Obama pulled families apart. I went through the whole list of some of the things that he did. And what they said, what they ended up saying, all six of them at one point in time said, well, I didn't really pay much attention to the federal politics at the time. Well, no, because your guy was in office and he could do no wrong. That's why. Now, again, fake news is all over the place. And it seems like more and more and more our young people, our younger people, and now the Dems, they register young people like 6-1 when it comes to voter registration. They have the market cornered on getting the information out electronically to our young people. And they live off their smartphones. Many Republican outlets are just starting to talk about ballot harvesting and texting during elections and getting messages out on Twitter. See, the GOP, they do all kinds of stories on Twitter. But they do it for the older folks. What about the younger folks? How do you reach the young people? American University Communications Professor Richard Benedetto, he said a bombardment of news stories that are biased, unbalanced, and often just plain wrong has the left just shell-shocked. And there's a big distrust of the press, but they do it to themselves. Right, I mean, the volume of bombshell reports hitting the Trump administration that have turned out to be false are stunning. Just stunning. And you don't hear about them anymore. NBC News reported in May that federal investigators had wiretapped the phone of Mr. Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Hours later, the network corrected the anonymous source story, saying the government was monitoring the source of calls, but not eavesdropping on the conversation. Right. Got more coming up after the break. Seriously, you know what? Fake news? Been around for a long time. Why Trump gets tagged with it? Well, we all know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a bit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. I'm serious. Don't just sit there, as I used to say, drooling all over yourself. Get involved. Get engaged. Really, you know, you don't learn anything unless you engage with somebody. Unless you actually have a conversation with somebody. Otherwise, it's you talking to yourself. And man, let me tell you what, that gets boring. Believe me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we did post, we posted the video of the 10 state, you know, again, it's very hard when you're doing those interviews on the street to make sure you get every word. So I apologize for some of you, but they'll fix that, or you can check it out on Facebook and then later on our website, you know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so This is always so much fun when I have to do this, when I have to run around like this. But we were talking about the you know, fake news being around long before Trump became president. And what you need to do is, when these things come down, if you're really a person on the right and you really want to be able to defend yourself, I'm not talking about getting in a three-hour conversation with somebody or calling someone an idiot. But when they say, you know, Donald created fake news, Donald did this, I say, well, you know what, listen, stop. Fake news came in about 2017, 2016. You can go back to all kinds of stories that weren't true. If you want to take them into the era of Trump, then you can show them where they were wrong even then. CNN reported in June of 2017 that FBI Director James Comey, in testimony to Congress, would dispute Mr. Trump's claim that he was told he was not under investigation. The story was based on one source, according to CNN, another anonymous source. Instead, Mr. Comey confirmed that Mr. Trump, or Mr. Trump's recollection of the events of that day. Now, they said that they had inside information that refuted that. Well, hopefully they fired that person. ABC News chief investigative correspondent, remember, Brian Ross, reported on the air in December 2017 that Trump directed Michael Flynn, who would become national security advisor, to contact Russian officials during the presidential campaign. That would be a violation of federal law and possible smoking gun evidence. We got him. We got him colluding with the Kremlin. The stock market goes into a nosedive. The Dow Jones average fell more than 300 points. You know what it turned out? Turned out that Mr. Trump gave the perfectly legal direction to Mr. Flynn after the 2016 election. ABC News clarified the story, suspended and demoted Mr. Ross, who was a veteran journalist. There was no reason for this. He knew better, but they hated Trump so much that they were willing to take anything to get their hands on to try to hurt him. December 2016, CNN again reported that President Donald Trump had advanced knowledge that WikiLeaks possessed Clinton campaign emails, and the report was based on an email exchange by Trump's on September 4th, 2016, just before WikiLeaks published the Clinton documents. But the network, somehow, they got the date wrong. The emails were not sent on the 4th, they were sent on the 14th, a day after the documents released. So they didn't have prior knowledge to them, they had the same knowledge the rest of us had. Right? Now the network decided to issue a correction, but said, hey, multiple sources told us about it. They gave us the wrong date. Or we put the wrong date on it. Remember short-lived White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci was under Senate investigation for meeting with the head of the Kremlin-linked Russian Direct Investment Fund. The network later said the story, which was based on Mr. Anonymous, again, I mean, this guy is all over the place. He's like white on rice, isn't he? The network later said that the story, which was based on anonymous sources, was not solid and deleted it from the website after they put it out there, after they talked about it. Many stories of Mr. Trump dubbed as fake news. You know, they were misleading. The stories, when they were put out there, the facts were misleading. And they were never corrected. And they were just enough on the gray line not to be a big deal. Right? Remember the coverage of the family separation of illegal immigrants under Mr. Trump? Right? He started that zero tolerance policy. Now, news reporters frequently focused on the detention of children and teens in holding pens or cages. Remember, the reports didn't identify the holding pens as temporary detention locations. The kids were put in there before they were transferred to facilities run by the Department of Health and Human Services, more closely resembling college dormitories. And again, they made them look like it. Some of those pictures were a couple of years old, taken under the Obama administration. But what's the big whoop with a couple of years among friends, right? So as this goes on, as people see this, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, as people kind of see this, it gets worse. Recently, in a Pew Research Center survey, they found that 71% of Americans go into a national news story expecting to be largely accurate, but nearly as many, 68%, also think the news organizations try to cover up their mistakes on a regular basis. And for those of you who have a hard time with this, all that means is when somebody goes to a website, a news website, goes to the newspaper, 71% of the people that go there are expecting for that story to be mostly accurate. That are expecting that the news sources did their homework. But 68% figure, well, if they screw up, they got to cover it up. I'm never going to know anyhow. And almost 21% said that they have a high level of trust in the information they get from national news organizations. And fake news isn't always fake news. Sometimes it's just slanted news. They leave certain things out. Right? Remember appearing on the Jon Stewart Show in 2003, Senator John Edwards? He said he was running for president. Jon Stewart quipped to his guest, I guess I should probably tell you now that we're a fake show. So I want you to know that this may not count. 4 years later, Pew Research Center ranked Mr. Stewart's fourth in the list of the most admired news figures. What does this say about our young people? Do they have a clue as to truly who's putting out the news and who's not? Is that how this works now, where you've got comedians, for all intents and purposes, comedians that are considered serious news journalists? Are we serious? That's there she is again. That's pretty scary, don't you think? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down. You'll need it for later. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A couple of quick ones we'll run through. We only got a couple of minutes left anyhow. Colorado dropped a second case against the Christian baker, Jack Phillips. All of a sudden, these cases are getting dropped, the second one. The unexpected announcement came just one day. Check this out. Think of this true. One day before Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, former governor, announced he's running for president in 2020. Now, it's got to make you wonder, doesn't it? How that timing worked out. Phillips is the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop. Remember him? Small family business in Lakewood, Colorado. Now, Phillips was first targeted for his Christian belief 6.5 years ago when he declined to design and bake custom cake for a gay wedding. The first time Colorado officials came after Jack, they ordered him to create the cake celebrating a view of marriage that conflicts with his own faith. He wouldn't do it. Here's a hero. Stood up for what he believed. That's not hate. Standing up for what you believe is not hate. The six-year ordeal was laced with government actions disparaging Jack's religious beliefs. It also included unequal treatment. The thing I love, something we're just going to have Rick Reed on the show. We're going to talk about the separation of church and state clause that is not in the Constitution. Not the way we've been told. The whole weight of that argument is placed on one letter that Jefferson wrote. And you realize, some of you go look it up, Jefferson didn't write the Constitution. Come on, look it up. So how can you expect to use one letter from one founding father that didn't write the Constitution to explain what the separation of church and state meant? And if you read his letter in full that he wrote back to the Danbury Baptist Church, he specifically says that they have nothing to worry about because the government will not force one religion on the country. That sounds a heck of a lot different than what we've been told. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write it down for tomorrow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.